Yeah, you're good.
we're
You're
already
good.
recording.
Sorry.
No, let's start with that's the funniest way. We're all just like wait. We're all just like waiting for in the abyss for the show. If there's anything more emblematic of our show, it's just us in the darkness
Yeah.
waiting for something to make sense. That's it. Scott, what's up, dude?
Oh, what is up, man?
What's
Of
up?
course,
What's
the
that?
moment we start the podcast, my dog starts barking at me. Get out of here, baby. Happy Easter, gang, if y'all celebrate. If y'all don't, happy Ramadan. If
Yeah.
y'all do that, whatever y'all doing currently.
Happy Ramadan, y'all. Happy Ramadan, y'all.
Happy Ramadan, everybody. There's a family in my town that just has like five blow up Ramadan like decorations.
What is
Really
their
cool.
decoration? What's the Ramadan thing? What
It's
is
like a
it?
pal. You just have like a blow up palace in front of your house for a month.
So like it's basically Ramadan. They celebrate Ramadan the same way like Long Island opens a new car wash.
Yeah, it's like a bouncy house, but you know, th themed like that. Allah themed bouncy house, kind of.
Allah themed bouncy house. That's
Yeah.
that sounds more fun than Easter. Easter's like the craziest
That
holiday.
sounds like a first year of AEW failed pay-per-view match.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think they should get back to
They
that.
were
I
like, it
think
was supposed
that's
to
the
explode. The Allah bouncy house was supposed to explode at
problem.
the end.
Maybe the problem is that like they stopped doing that. Like, remember that they had the Cracker Barrel matches and shit? Like, they should just go back to that.
Man, they were fun. That was at All In, right? That Cracker Barrel, it was Janela versus Hangman.
No, it was the one who got canceled, who left, the British guy.
Oh, Jimmy Havoc.
Yeah,
Oh,
Jimmy.
really?
Yeah, it was him and Darby and somebody else. I think like Darby got canceled too, but like they're like, oh, well, Jimmy sucks, so he can leave.
Yeah, you know, Jimmy Havoc was getting drunk and like trying to fight Excalibur and shit.
I mean, was there something? Are we missing like any of British like wrestling fans? Were we missing something about Jimmy Havoc that we didn't see? Because like I heard for like years like how great Jimmy Havoc was. And then like he like just totally fucking shit the bed. Like when I'm like, this is just some like guy who like gets fired from a Halloween adventure for saying the N-word. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
Like
and then cuts
he's
and then cuts a promo like a Slytherin on his boss. He
he's
casts like a spell on his boss as he leaves.
like none of this makes any like that or there was that Darby, and then the other one is of course the fucking. The dude who tried to kill David Arquette. That's the other one that I'm still trying to
Wait, Nick Gage?
Nick Gage. That's the one I'm trying to figure out. Like, well, maybe there's something. I don't see it. You know, everyone tells me there's something. I don't see it. But I don't know. All right. Well, like I even get like when people shit on Ole Anderson, see Ole Anderson. You know, rest in peace, Ole. Like, I get why he's the. I get why people were into him. Like, it's like, oh, he's a big dude who, like, you know, who, like, I believe all his promos and he wrestles in a realistic style. But I see somebody like, you know, Nick Gage, or I see somebody like the fucking. My head is Swiss cheese, guys. I have had a virus all weekend. I'm sorry, any of my fans. I think there's actually a lot of people that were about to come to see me in Iowa. And I couldn't go because I had a bad throat. Literally, this is the first time I haven't been in bed for the last like 4 days. But yeah, it's
I didn't know what to say. What do you say to that, you you know?
talk about Oli.
You just go, I'm so sorry, Dan. I'm sorry. Like, okay. I feel bad. I'm sorry you went through that, you
This episode's
know?
already off the rails. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd be like, you pussy, but then like you look at me and you're like, well, clearly he is actually going through something.
Yeah,
Normally I'd call him a pussy, but he looks terrible. All right. So it's time for our annual. We have WrestleMania in a week. I'm excited. The week leading up to WrestleMania is always a fun one. We've got to do Ruin-a-Mania, baby. Me and Scott came up with some ideas to really destroy this year's show. I guess we'll go back and forth. We have a different, this is just an easy one, which,
Then it's my main one.
What?
If it's an easy one, it's my main one.
Well, this is like really simple. This is really simple because I'm sure you're gonna have a better one than this. But if they like change the Eagles colors to Cowboys colors, and then like they announce that, and then like JBL comes out and they're like, JBL is the host of WrestleMania.
Why would this happen?
I don't know. Exponentially worse.
Oh man, that's so, you know how you could ruin a WrestleMania? You just take a little too much mushrooms.
Yes.
You don't take the right amount.
Don't. I'm going to every say, if, guys, if you like normally to trip balls, if you normally take a quarter and you're going to WrestleMania, take an eighth. If you normally take an eighth, take half an eighth. You know, like just be so it like heightens the experience, not so it makes you question the experience.
No, I think you should drop like a reasonable amount of acid at WrestleMania.
The time I did acid, I was so drunk, I don't even remember it.
Oh, that's, dude, the alcohol beat the acid. Oh, acid took an L that day to the alcohol in your stomach. Acid has never experienced that until it entered your body.
LSD lost a DUI.
Dude, like aliens came from outer space to your belly and couldn't handle the alcohol. But yeah, oh no, every time I've been on it, it's like the greatest experience of my life. So WrestleMania, you gotta do that. I did mushrooms at a New Japan show and there was like maybe 10
you
minutes.
Went to the garden, right?
Yeah. There was like 10 minutes where I thought I was in Japan.
As soon as you said that, I just jump cut to you speaking in like a you tripping balls speaking in a Japanese accent to just some regular American Asian people. Oh, so sorry. I bring you great dishonor. And they're like, hey, man, we're from Teaneck. Fucking amazing, bro. All right. Well, what do you got as your first thing to ruin a WrestleMania? I just gave a little one. What do you have?
Oh, I mean, it's very simple. So Monday is Raw and it goes so well. It goes really well, right? But we still got SmackDown to film. After Raw, Triple H is going to his car. This is not filmed. This isn't like whatever The Rock said last week when he's like, the cameras are off. I still go.
This is like a shoot thing that happens.
Oh, yeah. So, and then as he's going to his car in the lot, the parking lot lights start like flickering, you know? He's like, what, you know? And then it goes dark, and then there's like this mysterious light. And all you hear is, I want back in. And Hunter's like, Vince, no. Vince, you can't. We only got one more show before Mania. You can't. You can't. And he's like, I need in, and you know why. And then, you know, he shows him the stuff about Diddy. He goes, well, if you think it's bad for him, what do you think they're going to call you on the internet? And so Vince McMahon gets to book WrestleMania.
Oh my God, dude. You know,
which really just means Lesnar comes back. Like, that's the only change is Lesnar. Lesnar steals the money in the bank from Damian Priest and beats Cody Rhodes after Cody beats Roman.
I don't know, man. He would have, there would be so many things that would annoy him about the current product right now. I mean, just, you know, the New Catch Republic. He would not be able to understand what that is.
Yeah, you could definitely tell because I think, you know, personally, my Not my favorite thing. One of my favorite things is like they're doing longer camera shots, right? They're following people around in a way that kind of has like never been done in wrestling, right? Yeah, I think New Japan films way better than them, but still, they're now second best at filming wrestling. And that was not, dude, Kevin Dunn was so bad at going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth with new shots. And I think that was Vince and Kevin being like, oh, young people don't have an attention span, and thinking that that meant we needed different angles constantly.
I don't know, man. I mean, I wasn't, you know, you can kind of like, if you talk to Robert enough about his time in WWE, like there's a certain like almost lingo that he slips back into that, like, you know, it's the same thing as like if somebody who's in a cult, you know, like anyone like Robert talks about WWE. Have you ever seen the Heaven's Gate documentaries on HBO? Like, it's very similar where he'll just like snap back into like WWE Stanford speak, you know, and he'll just justify all this shit that we know is intrinsically horrible, but you know, it's Stanford, you know. All right.
Oh man.
All right, here's another one. At the end of night two, all right, so I guess it's like a Bloodlines Rules match or whatever. So it's like, this is like, oh, okay, I'll just say it. Like, The Rock is like beating down, you know, Cody, like the whole Bloodline's beating down. And then all of a sudden, like, we expect Austin's going to come in, right? But no, it's Dr. Fate, Hawkman, Cyclone, Atom Smasher, and Superman come out to destroy The Rock as Black Adam. Basically, it's like, yo, The Rock proving that Black Adam was a success.
He's, oh, like, man.
So he like books all the baby faces from Black Adam and baby face roles.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, they haven't done a Whack Adam chant yet. If it was Cody, I would be calling him Whack Adam.
That's great. I think he would do that too.
Yeah, and if people are mad at that, they're crazy. That's very funny.
He would give it to Seth.
Yeah. And look, it's obviously not a great line, but who cares? None of them are.
No, none of them are great. Although this has been probably the best-built WrestleMania ever.
Dude, I was looking at the lineup, and it's bulletproof, which thank God, because it's in Philly, but it's a bulletproof lineup.
Yeah, I'm thinking like Philly can't even take over this.
Dude, the worst match is awesome. Like, there's no worst match.
Yeah, it's
it's really just like, could you mess this up? And dude, I don't think they can. I mean, again, here's how you mess it up: is The Rock looks like at the end of Sunday night, you end the show with him looking anyway like a face. I can't handle it. I don't want it. I don't want it.
I don't think so. I think they realize there's just too much money left on the table with heel Rock right now.
Yeah.
I mean, I
just hate the way he posts up. Dude, I watch his segments, and I'm like, oh God, this was such a... And then he will comment on the segment after and explain, like, and people are like, no, he's a heel. He's explaining he's a heel. No, he does it in a way that's like very inside the actor's studio of it's like, yeah, we know what wrestling is, dude. Shut up.
I mean, he's you know what it is? Rock thinks that he's like not transparent, and Rock is like the most transparent guy in everything he does.
Yeah, he's like, I know you thought that looked real. No, no, we didn't, dude. Dude, wrestling fans saying that was awesome doesn't mean much. Yeah, it was awesome in terms of wrestling.
He's like, no, a show about the territories would be way better than a dark side about my dad. We all know what you're doing, Dwayne.
Dude, if the camera guy was Scorsese and it was The Rock doing that to Cody, he'd be like, who exactly let you guys on? They'd be like, all right, thanks for standing in. Now let's get the actors in here.
Oh, all right. Well, let's move on.
Yeah, I'm sorry for screaming on Easter.
What do you have for another Ruin Romania?
Oh, well, this is obvious, and I just accidentally said it earlier, but you give Damian Priest Drew McIntyre's win.
I don't know. You think that would be bad?
Oh, dude, I think the Judgment Day is awesome. Yeah. I think Damien has been the worst part of it, and he doesn't need to be, but I think he has been recently. He's got to totally change up his voice. He's got to, I think he's got to go high-pitched, maybe.
So
his
you
voice is not there. It's like
weird. That would like be a perfect end of the Drew storyline, is that if Drew wins the title and then loses it immediately to Damien, that's like the perfect Drew storyline, right? Because he's always like, everybody's fucking me.
Okay, I guess I like that. Hey, as long as Drew gets on the mic and says that after, then yes. that's how you make a Mania great. Damian Priest pins Drew, then Drew grabs the mic and goes, everybody's fucking me.
I just don't think, like, I just think that, like, they like Drew, I think they like Damian backstage more than he's able to actually go. You know, like,
yeah, I think he's cool. I think he's one of those guys where you have to go, okay, how do we, and I guess they're kind of maximizing, but there's an even better way to maximize. Like, honestly, I'm not even joking. Like, he's someone who should be walking out in a Bane mask and then slowly taking it off. Like, he's a giant dude who can't really talk. Give him some Mystique, and Mystique is an eyeliner.
Yeah, Mystique isn't like, you know,
Finn Balor looks like the magician, and then he looks like his lurch. Like, it's like reverse Penn and Teller. Like, he's the quiet one, and the short guy talks. That's what it comes off like.
He looks like the guy who, like, protects Chris Angel. That's what Damian Priest looks like. All right, so I here's another idea. They close night one with, like, Logan Paul as being, like, chased by Randy, and it's through a forest, and then all of a sudden you see our faces in the trees, you, me, Dom, Robert, Mike, Zach, and you realize everyone in the podcast has killed themselves, and we're now in the suicide forest.
Oh, that's so funny.
That may be too realistic, that one, but
all right, now I gotta come up with one on the spot, huh?
Well, I could just go the rest of mine if you don't have any other ones.
No, I got one. It's very easy. It's WrestleMania. It's Philly. I mean, we've definitely said it before, but we'll say it again on the Patreon. Not only does Cody Rhodes' dream come true, not only does Cody Rhodes get to finish his story, but Tommy Dreamer gets to finish his story too.
Oh my God, that would be the greatest dark side ever.
Wow, dude. If he, you know, an American nightmare, a night meant for the American nightmare, turned into an American nightmare.
I mean, if it's true Tommy Dreamer fashion, he would just shoot another fat, bald guy. You know?
Oh, yeah, just totally on accident, he shoots his reflection. He shoots the lid of a trash can and it hits him.
That is so funny, man.
So dumb.
I really want to like listen to the first time he's back on Busted Open, because he got fired for the Flair stuff, right? And then they brought him back. Man, that first episode must have been hilarious. Just like him, like, with his tail between his legs, then like Tommy trying to talk about how he supports women, you know? That would be great.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
All right.
I think he had a Gas Digital podcast for a minute.
He did?
I'm almost positive, yeah.
I mean, you know, he has the vibe of Gas Digital. He just has the aura of Gas Digital.
Yeah, he looks like if Ralph Sutton should have been the wrestler. Ralph Sutton looks like wrestler Tommy Dreamer, and Tommy Dreamer looks like the podcaster.
Ralph Sutton and Tommy Dreamer are the same person.
Yeah, it's a before and after.
Ralph Sutton is as if Tommy Dreamer fucked as much as Tommy Dreamer says he fucks. That's another thing that's uncomfortable about Tommy Dreamer. Have you ever noticed that in the shoot interviews, he's always like trying to like bring up how much he fucks?
No, I don't watch his shoot interviews.
No, he's always like, oh, we had some good times, you know? Oh, and you're like, ugh, gross.
Yeah, you know that just means him eating wings.
Yeah.
He did have a Gas Digital podcast.
Yes, I knew it. I knew it.
What was it called?
House of
Probably like, you
Hardcore.
know, Hardcore Secrets. Like, you know, it's always something.
You know it's bad when
House of
Zach and B
Hardcore.
goes like, yeah, I'm gonna sit this one out. I'm gonna sit this one out, Tommy.
Oh, that's so funny.
All right. Well, let me do another one.
Yeah.
All right. So Vince dies right before the show starts, and then the whole night becomes a Vince tribute show, like a but they have hologram Vince come out, and because it's hologram Vince has not committed the sins of real Vince, so they have to do everything he says. So like hologram Vince comes out and is he goes, she may put the EST in greatest, but she also puts the EST in breasts. And Bianca Belair comes out with big fake tits, but it's like sad, like she can't move in the tits.
Yeah, it's like when the leprechaun gives the lady her dream.
Yeah, like she keeps like trying to get him over the ramp, and then like she knocks like the Harlem Girls Choir to their death.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's one.
So funny, so funny.
You know that bothers him so much. Like that's he's had to his right hand man has had to explain to him like a million times. Like, no, you can't ask her to get fake tits, dude.
Like, 100%. One, I'm sure he has asked Pete. You know what I'm saying? So it's like his right hand man has said that to him after he already said it to someone.
Like, there's no way that he wasn't like Bianca. You know, they don't have to be. You can just a little bit, just like a little realistic. You know?
Yeah. Oh, how pissed is he right now? Because you know it's gonna do the best numbers it's ever done, right?
Yeah, for sure. Oh, it's going to do amazing numbers.
It's going to, I mean, the eyes on it, the praise it's going to get. It is, I mean, unless they are like fluffing this guy, you know, telling him, oh, this is all because of you. And if somehow he is whispering to someone and this is partially his idea, he is going to go crazy. Like, and by crazy, I mean, he's just going to find a way to justify how they're wrong and he's right.
I don't know, man. I have like, you know, I've been saying this for a couple months to on and off the podcast, but I think there's some stuff that could happen this week that really takes the steam out of the excitement for WrestleMania. There's some real things that could happen that could ruin a WrestleMania, which maybe I'll talk about that after we're done pitching the funny ones. But you know, like, all right. There's some like not every shoe has dropped yet, you know.
Yeah, but I guess what I'm saying is they've distanced themselves from Vince so much. It seems like it would be disconnected. It's like, oh yes, that guy who's no longer there.
I guess, man. But there's other stuff I think that can come out. You know, I mean, look, I have a fucking show with them. I hope it doesn't. But like. You know, like WWE has been around for a long time, and it's not, you know, Vince has been like, he's the head of the snake, but you know, there's still other people there who
he's trying to do the snake analogy. There's still other pieces of the snake. The snake is not just the head, I've been told by a guy at a zoo.
Hey, the antibiotics have just ruined my fucking brain. But yeah, I do think that there's. Like if Ann Callis, who's the lawyer for Janelle Grant, like if she comes out next week with like, all right, well, here's, you know, like I have a list of all the other women that I'm going to be representing who allege sexual misconduct against Vince. I mean, that's a huge story, you know?
I agree.
So it's like if that comes out, yeah, Vince isn't like he isn't part of the company. But like literally, like, you know, and I'm not even like. I normally wouldn't be saying this because, like, you know, like it's, you know, like I haven't have an interest in them like doing well, but like there's literally advertisements in all these Chicago law firms, you know, saying like, hey, if you were a victim of WWE, please step forward to this. So it's like, I'm not even speaking out of turn. Like it's out there already. So whenever.
Oh, wow. So you think we're thinking that the ending of Sunday night is going to be like the Avengers, but it's actually going to be all of these Vince victims coming forward, on your left.
Yeah. It's going to be fucking
on your right, whatever direction.
It's going to be Vince, like Vince's secretaries just coming.
Yeah.
Out.
Yeah.
Of different like teleportation halls.
Yeah, and it's just wow.
Yeah.
Gig is up, Thanos.
Although he would still, Vince looks way worse than Thanos now, like just physically.
Oh yeah, he's haunting.
Haunting. All right, what you got? Another one?
No, do you?
Yeah, I'll finish mine then.
Okay.
I have one more, so I'll just, it's just tiny. Which is just Jay Uso and Jimmy Uso keep stink facing each other. And the fifth time we get grossed out because we realize it's just incest now. We're just watching incest.
That's so funny.
All right. Well, that's it. We should talk about the shows. You see SmackDown last night?
Two nights ago. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a good show. I mean, that's
and I really liked it. You know, I didn't think it was the best thing ever, but I don't think it was supposed to be, and that's why it kind of was.
Yeah, it was. Well, they didn't have Roman, no Cody, no Rock.
Yeah.
But it was still a great show.
No, it was them focusing on the things that they don't always get to focus on. And it was like an entire show dedicated to it, but it's their main show. And it felt really, I don't know, I thought it was smart. Like even, dude, to the point where this was the first week, I liked the AJ and LA Knight program. Because, I don't know, it was just like a reminder of like, yeah, this isn't great, but it has been going on a long time. And they have hit like all of the beats that, I mean, let's be honest. This is like the least excited match, like whatever we are for a match. And it hit every beat, dude. And it's been going for like 3 months. That's impressive.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, I mean, like almost every story has been told amazingly, you know?
Yeah, like, exactly. And so I think that's why I liked the episode so much. Cause I was just like, oh shit. Every story is being told. Like, not one story sucks. The Jade Cargill thing ruled. The setup to the match, some people are like, this isn't good. It's like, what? This is absolute hater shit. That match is going to be a blast. Who cares if the title's hard? Who cares?
They're just going to cover her with Bianca. And you were, even had, like, Bianca's really good. You even had, like, a moment where Bianca, like, kind of had to, like, get on board. You could see, like, with their facial expressions, you know.
Give them the trios. How funny would that be? Just give them a trios title.
Yeah, Tony would flip his shit for sure. We opened with Randy Orton and Kevin Owens. We're not going to go through every match, but Randy Orton and Kevin Owens were pretty deadly. I mean, this again was just smart booking. It's like, you know, the match was what it was, but I love those pretty deadly guys. And you know, if this was like Vince at the helm, he would have just had like Orton and Kevin Owens kill him. But why not give these guys a win? They're not going to be on the WrestleMania card. It doesn't hurt Kevin Owens and Randy Orton at all to have them beaten up. So yeah, it's just like just smart, man. Just everything they did was like really smart.
Yeah, super logical. I mean, the same thing with, you know, that tag match I'm not excited for. And then you look at it and you're like, oh, wait, it's so good, though. And it actually does make sense. And yeah, I was wrong about the tournament.
Well, the only thing, thank God they're not doing this on Mania, because I just don't think that this group is ever going to get over. And that's, you know, what's it called? I guess they're not called the Street Profits anymore. They're called what are they called now?
Profits of Street.
No, it's like Dom, do you remember what they're called?
I don't. Do they have a
name?
No,
they didn't change their name. They're just the Street Profits. No.
No, it's
maybe Lashley.
Instead of the Hurt Business, they're called like the Hurt Profits or something. I don't know. It's something dumb.
I'll Google.
But the Final Testament is just the worst thing in wrestling, right?
Yeah, man.
Like I love most of those guys. Like I love AOP. I love Paul Ellering. I love Scarlett. I just don't understand. I guess I just don't like fucking Karrion Kross. It just I never get it.
Yeah, none of it is meshing well. I loved AOP before they left for a long time, and since they've been back, I'm like, they're not even as big as I remember. Like all of it, I'm like, huh? Why did I think they were the shit?
Bobby Lashley's faction is called the Pride.
What are they called?
The Pride.
What was he, Scar?
Yeah. Hopefully, this isn't going to be on the show, right?
No, I think the whole idea was it's like if we're not at Mania, you're not at Mania. It's just like hopefully a logical reason to actually leave all of them off of it.
That's so sad for him.
Ah, whatever, man. I mean, like the product's hot. Go hang out, you know.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Put him in like a neck brace and let, you know, Bobby Lashley walk around. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I guess.
That's all I can think.
Yeah. All right. So New Catch Republic qualifies for the WrestleMania ladder match. We kind of knew this was going to happen. You know, like AJ Styles, he's making me like this. He's selling me on this match as much as you can, you know, where he's basically saying, you know, like, all LA Knight is a catchphrase and I'm the real deal. And I guess that's all you got to say. But then it's funny because, like, you know, then LA Knight, they're just using what they did with Austin. Like, he has a disguise and he does his finisher and he says his catchphrase. That's how they end the segment.
Yeah.
And then we get
but fine enough, man. I always like the pretend you're a guy, just working here.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, I never care. It should be like one of the guys should like have like he's a plumber, but he's like really got his hand in the toilet and stuff, you know? And you're like, he didn't have to do all that.
He pulls it out and it's the guy dressed as a shit. It's LA Knight dressed as a giant shit. Got you.
Yeah. LA Knight like pretends to be the toilet. He disguises himself as the toilet. That's like he's style shit and pissing him. And then he's like, I got you.
I mean, the funniest would be if LA Knight pretended to be one of AJ's many Jesuses he has in his house.
Yeah. No, it should be like LA Knight. It's like Bugs Bunny. LA Knight dresses like a lady and has sex with AJ Styles and like ruins his Christian reputation and his marriage.
Yeah, if that would be an amazing, that would be such a Russo end of it. If AJ Styles fucks like a hot lady, Lady Knight, LA Lady Knight. The end of the show, we're setting up for the big triple threat at WrestleMania. Jade Cargill comes in and defends Bianca and Bianca, and I'm still my head. This is how bad my head is, dude. I'm really having, I'm Trev Naomi. Sorry, having I'm trouble. I'm having trouble like just remembering like rudimentary wrestling facts. So we see those. We see that stare down, and
they have Bianca fought Dakota Kai.
Yeah, which is like you can't get a better match, like a normal women's match than that.
No, it was a good match. Yeah, I liked it.
I love Dakota, and you know Bianca's always good. I kind of just want to see those guys have a match, but I get it. Yeah,
but dude, that trios match will be fun. I think we're actually going to get something very good.
Well, I guess they've announced all the matches. Now they have. Do you think they're going to add anything right now?
Yeah, maybe one or two. It's two nights, you know.
Yeah, it's Bloodline versus Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins. That's night one. Night two is Seth Rollins versus Drew McIntyre, Roman versus Cody. And then the TBA matches are Io versus Bayley, Rhea versus Becky, Gunther versus Sami Zayn, The Judgment Day versus DIY versus Awesome Truth versus New Day versus A-Town Down Under versus New Catch Republic. LA Knight versus AJ Styles. Jey Uso versus Jimmy Uso. Logan Paul versus Randy Orton versus Kevin Owens. Bianca Belair, Jade Cargill, and Naomi versus Damage Control. Latino World Order versus Santos Escobar and Dirty Dominic Mysterio. The only one they've kind of like thrown together is the last one. Every other match has a reason. Like, even though I wasn't like excited for Logan Paul versus Randy, they've kind of sold me on putting Kevin in the match.
Yeah, nah, it makes sense, man. It's just fine. It's fine. It makes sense. Like, we'll be happy when the match is happening that he's there.
One way.
And really, maybe Randy is like, I don't know, he feels so back, right? But maybe he's not. Maybe there is an element of, I can't do a complete singles match.
Yeah, I mean.
They'll throw me over the announce table, lay down for 8 minutes, you know?
Has he had, how many singles matches has he had since he's been back? Most of them have been tag matches, right?
I don't know. I feel like he's just been doing singles. I could be wrong. But,
you mean has just been doing tags?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I think I've seen him do at least one or two singles. Like, I think I've seen him.
But he definitely hasn't been like straining himself at all.
No, and he sells like perfectly to the point where it's like, you know, he drags a match. He's always been dragging matches, you know.
You know, one actual way they could ruin a WrestleMania this year is if like they're about to start the match and fucking, I don't know who's hosting WrestleMania this year. Like, all right, Big E comes out and he's like, all right, this tag match, and announcing new entrants, ladies and gentlemen, the Hardy Boys.
Oh, gosh.
I could see that happening. Matt has been like hinting at it the last, I don't know, but he's also crazy.
Matt just re-signed with AEW.
He did?
Yeah, man, it's devastating news.
Wait a minute, what?
Yeah, like he just announced.
What are they going to do with him?
I don't even know. It's the worst. I think maybe because Beetlejuice 2 is coming out, they'll have him like dressed like Beetlejuice come September.
I just don't understand. Yeah, because he like went to Raw, and so is that why like Tony thought that was a threat, because Matt Hardy went to Raw?
Yeah, but then Matt Hardy doesn't realize that Tony knew that Matt didn't go for Raw. Matt went for free chicken fingers. Like, they all know Matt better than he fakes it, you know? So they're just like, this dude just wants free shit in a box while he hangs out.
Oh, my.
So he didn't resign yet, but he has an offer on the table, he was saying, on his podcast.
Oh, no. Do you think he'll delete?
That could be total lie, too. That could be a total lie.
Yeah, it's just his, it's his wife just being like, you got mail on the table.
Yeah, it's just like, it's just a letter from Tony telling him not to show up to Collision. I can't. Yeah,
it's his brain scan results.
Oh man, I don't know how you re-sign that guy. Like, what have Jeff Hardy and Matt Hardy? They've had like a heel turn the last 3 months that only they've known about.
Like, you know, I loved him when he showed up, and I didn't think I was going to like him when he showed up, because I never really liked that whole delete thing. I appreciated it enough where people are like, no, it was original and it did some different stuff for wrestling. So I go, okay, I'll respect that take. And so then when he debuted during COVID, it was kind of perfect because it was such like an odd dystopian time. And he was in the it wasn't Stadium Stampede, but it was that, what was it, like a tag match with Omega? Was that Stadium Stampede when they used
the Stadium Stampede? Part? He came back with Jericho's, didn't he like appear in the air at Jericho's backyard?
Well, no. Oh, well, maybe. At one point he did. Yeah, Jericho was like in his hot tub, right?
Yeah, and he's like, what is this?
So funny. Yeah.
Honey, I've got to leave to talk to Matt Hardy now. That's the reason I can't be around the family.
So, yeah, right. That's hilarious.
That's yeah, every time a drone flies over
his house, he's like, my friends are calling. I got to go.
All right. We have AEW Collision.
Yeah.
This was actually the beginning of this show. The beginning was fucking hot, dude.
Oh, it was awesome. Awesome. And packed. I mean, I don't know how large the arena was, but it was a pretty full arena.
Where were they?
I don't know, London.
But it was London, Ontario.
London, Ontario. Yeah.
Canada sucks, dude.
Yeah. I always think it sucks when you have like, you're in like Paris, Texas. You like have the name of something cool, but it's not. It's almost like a weird, like a genie tricks you. Like, yes, you live in London. London, Ontario.
Oh, I know. Yeah, there's Moscow, Pennsylvania.
Moscow, Pennsylvania could be better than actual Moscow, though.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, if you believe the propaganda, Dan.
Adam Copeland defends the TNT. I'm sure, like, for five people, Moscow's the greatest city in the world.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
If you're, like, Putin's, like, drinking buddies, it's the greatest. All right. Yeah, Adam Copeland has... He starts out with a TNT open challenge, and it's answered by Indie God, Matt Cardona. This was a fun match. I mean, it was just, you know, these guys, like, it's so funny that, like, they keep bringing up how, like, Matt Cardona is king of the indies, and it was, like, the most WWE way out of a match I've ever seen.
Oh, sure. That's fair.
Like, everything in that match was, like, oh, yeah, this is how, like, you know, but, like, weirdly, like, they did it so Cardona was kind of, like, the babyface, even though Copeland got the win.
Well, yeah, it was like Cardona had the idea, was he stronger than his mentor now? Or, you know, you had moments of that. It was a really fun story. But also, the Cardona King of the Indies thing is fake, you know? Like, the idea is he does wrestle like a WWE guy. It's like the idea is he's not supposed to be a deathmatch guy, but he's still just there, and they're like, God damn you. And of course he wins, but he's like, you know.
You're
part
hiring
of his gimmick is almost like he's a hack.
You're hiring all these idiots. And it's like, why, you know, like Matt Cardona, it's like, you know, he's going to really work hard. And it's like, if I'm Tony, I fucking hire Matt Cardona, man, because it's like, you know that even, like, I'll never have to worry about booking a Matt Cardona angle because, like, I would fucking transition Cardona to creative. Like, he's one of the guys, like, he's the ultimate, you know, overachiever in wrestling.
Like that yeah, man. I mean, I would go as far to say, like, I have a complaint about this a little bit, even though I loved it so much, which is, like, dude, you didn't announce this, and everybody would have really, I think, not everybody, but some people would have tuned in to see it. And why not give Cardona, like, a fun promo, because it is an interesting match that everybody has. So why have, you know, commentary say that when there could be a promo back and forth on Collision this week, and on Wednesday we know we're getting that?
Yeah, well, at the end of the match, they have Malakai Black come down and staring down with Edge, which I was into. But then they brought out Eddie Kingston, and they brought out the rest of House of Black, and I kind of didn't care anymore. I was like, I just want to see Edge versus Malakai Black. I don't want to see this whole, like, I don't want to see the rest of these guys. It takes away from it. But,
well, yeah, the other thing is, like, if I mean, they're wrestling a dynasty,
I guess. So
it's like Dynasty feels like something where every title should be on the line. So the fact that Edge has the TNT title is a little annoying, but whatever.
I mean, this is just clearly like Malakai Black doesn't want to lose, right? I mean,
that's real. I don't think that's real.
I don't understand, but it seems like that's the only real thing. That has to be the real thing, right? I mean, like, there's no other example other than he doesn't want to lose until he goes to WWE. I mean, look, it's smart if you're him. Like, I understand why he's doing it, but the guy does. Besides Cody, who has he lost to in singles matches?
Yeah, you could be right. All right, FTR versus Infantry. Is that what happened next?
Yeah,
I thought it was a good match, man. FTR obviously deserved to win.
Yeah, I mean, whatever the fuck Infantry are, sure.
O'Reilly versus JD Drake. Y'all already know I'm a JD Drake fan. I did open mics with 25 of him.
you're hosting a podcast with him. JD Drake's body is the ultimate turducken. There is so much so much untanned skin. When I see that guy wrestle, like, it's like every time he raises an arm, there's like a new patch of skin that needs tanning.
So funny.
It's so crazy. But yeah, Kyle O'Reilly won, and in the end of we get reminded that Undisputed Kingdom's a thing. Top Flight. This is when the show really started like going off the rails. They fought Ricky Starks and Big Bill. The end of the match they botched. So much so that like people started cheering for Ricky Starks and Big Bill.
Well, but Ricky Starks is got hurt.
Ricky Starks, was that real?
That was real. He ended up putting on Instagram later on that he was okay, but they were just taking precautions. But it changed the match, reportedly, that like they were supposed to win.
Ricky Starks and Big Bill were supposed to win?
Yeah, Ricky Starks and Big Bill were supposed to advance and face FTR. But Ricky got dazed or whatever from the DDT, and they took the precaution of them getting the pin, Top Flight.
Ricky don't want to lose before he goes to the Fed.
When does Ricky head to the WWE? That's like most of my AEW reviews now are just like, oh, when is this person going to the other thing they're clearly going to?
I don't know when his contract's up. Should be this year.
Should be like Mini Rock, like Dr. Evil.
I mean, WWE is not going to be able to take care of all these guys.
No, but dude, there's NXT, and you need to. A lot of these NXT guys are going to be moving up soon, hopefully. So, you can be saying that, but WWE is so on fire that NXT could be like a real problem in a year if they stack it.
I mean, that'll be interesting.
Yeah,
Thunder Rosa beats Lady Frost. I don't understand why they're not pushing Thunder Rosa more. She's like one of the few women who, when she's on screen, I'm like, oh, this looks like a wrestler. But
yeah, but I actually feel the same way about Lady Frost.
Well, I guess that Thunder Rosa is taking on Mariah May, and the winner will become the number one contender for Tony Storch Championship. When is this Dynasty pay-per-view? Is it a week after Mania?
No, I think it's like April 20 something.
April 21st.
And then the end of this program. We find out Will Ospreay and Will Hobbs I guess we already knew that they're gonna fight on Dynamite, Battle of the Wills. Kind of clever. Cause you know, Wills, their name's Will, and also it could mean something else. All right.
Amen.
Brian Danielson, Claudio, and Shibata versus the Righteous and Lance Archer. When did Brian Danielson and Shibata, did they make up at the end of their match?
It was always about respect, no?
It was always about respect. So it makes sense of why they're together?
Yeah.
Did it seem like the crowd was like cheering for the Righteous at times too?
No. You felt that way? Obviously you did, but
the end of this match, I just thought, I was like, what story are they trying to tell at the end of their program?
Well, sure, that is true.
You know? Who cares?
Yeah, dude, Penny Vincent does nothing.
No, it doesn't do anything. I mean, it's just like I felt like the collision starts. I think that this is what happens is like Tony starts booking Collision like for the first hour, and then all of a sudden like he just kind of runs, you know, he runs off the rails, and he's like, all right, and then I don't know, have the Righteous come out, have them have a match.
No, yeah, it does feel a lot of times like Collision, the first match is the thing he's expecting everybody to watch. And then by the end of the, like, sometimes it's almost like Rampage in that way, where you're like, oh, you're booking in reverse because you think people will be tuning out. And I'm not saying this was that, but it did feel like a dark match, obviously.
Yeah, wait, couldn't you have even, like, put, I'm just trying to think, like, couldn't you put, like, you know, Tony Storm versus Mariah May, like, something that would be, like, at least make sense for the storyline of your show? Like, this almost felt like, like an indie show match.
No, I don't disagree. Yeah, it felt like something you go to WrestleMania weekend.
Yeah.
Like a super show.
Oh, jeez. Well, guys, I'm sorry I still sound like shit. Hopefully I'm going to be...
No, dude, you did a great job.
Back to 100%. Thank you for listening to our Patreon. So we'll get let you know, we are going to have a live episode next Saturday. Basically, what we need you to do is I just need you to email Dom your... excuse me. Oh, jeez. Your emails, if you want to check out the live Patreon. Dom, where should they email these emails to?
They can go to send it to my email, DP D'Angelo, my last name DEANGELO at gmail.com. So DP as in Paul, D'Angelo at gmail.com.
So we'll be able to give you like a entry code into our hot show. We haven't decided what the fuck it is yet, but
yeah. Yeah, and Dom is gonna be at Mania, so we gotta make sure it's all in our on us.
And Scott's gonna be at Mania. Scott's doing a show at the Punchline on Sunday. So if you wanna go stand up.
Where's the Punchline at, Scott, in Philly?
I have no idea.
Hmm.
I hope it's not near the arena.
I don't think it would be.
I just want to be able to get in and get out, you know?
Yeah.
Am I going to be charged $70 just to come here because they think I'm going to WrestleMania?
I'm going to take a look, see where the Punchline is.
Well, guys, yeah. I actually can't talk. Like, whatever is happening with my body right now, I can't talk. So I will talk to you later. And
all right, boys. Yeah, let's peace.
All right.
Peace.
Have a good one.
Peace, okay. See you guys. Bye. Bye.